for Moraville, January 16th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. With shock and deep sadness, the community learns of the passing of Roger Anger. Roger had been appointed by the mother as architect in charge to build the city of Oroville. Highly respected, he spent his time between Oroville and France executing the task given by the mother. In his 80s in France, Roger passed into the light, and in Oroville a silent gathering took place under the Matrimandir banyan this morning in remembrance of Roger Anger. Matrimandir will remain open to Orovillians and newcomers on Wednesday 16th from 6 in the morning until 8 and from 9 to 1 p.m. and on Thursday the 17th, 6 in the morning till 2 p.m. and from 5 to 8. The visiting hours for guests will be as usual from 4:30 to 6 p.m. The weather in Oroville today is sunny, with scattered clouds, temperatures ranging between 22 and 26 degrees, northeasterly winds around 18 kilometers per hour. Here's an interview with Louis Cohen, speaking about Citadine, a housing project long on the drawing board, which began this week.
Today is 15th of January. What is happening?
So today it's happening that we are starting the work in the Citadine. We finally received a non-objective certificate after a very, very long time. And so we have a lot of joy to be able ready to have the hand free to start. So the bulldozer will be coming tomorrow to clean up all the place, to take out the topsoil. And normally next week all the site building will come, the site office, the workers' shed, the storeroom and the watchman's shed will come, and we try to do the best we can, example, not to use kit, but to use aluminium panel with power-coated paint to be able to reuse and to have a better looking and a better quality of living. And we're going to install very soon, next week too, the toilet shower for all the people living there. And even a DWAT process, a decentralized wastewater treatment, to have even on the site to try to have the water clean and even maybe to reuse the water on the site construction. And we hope that the foundation within 2-3 weeks will be able to start, and it would be a lot of happiness for all the people who will come to live there very soon. And I think she's waiting for this specially. It will be between 1.5 to 2 years. It will be ready.
The first phase, how many citizens will be accommodated?
There will be 60 people. We have already about 70 people who are asking. So 60 people, it is the first phase of this. It is about 32 apartments. But I've been happy to know, too, that there is another part of Citadine, we call Citadine 2, which we are not going to look directly. The secretary with the foundation is going to do. He would like within 2 months to start, too. And it would be, I think, something for 80 people. So all this is giving a lot of development in this area for the city center. And even we have the idea with Luigi, maybe to next to Citadine a bit farther, to organize a camp for the newcomers and people who do not have any lodgement, to make infrastructure and even to make temporary housing in the meanwhile to wait for the final house to come. So this maybe we'll do it in two months' time, to be very fast, to receive people, because we are working on a survey and we have seen that 150 people waiting for housing and 56 people in an emergency situation to have housing. So we have to answer this, because we have to open the door and to from Oroville and to develop the number of inhabitants of Oroville.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.